Okay. What I wanted to start with is I had a new insight into Rav Simloy Rav Nuna, okay, which I thought was amazing. You know, you see, let me just tell you the backdrop and then move from here, because I thought, you know, we can't leave this out. Now, see, we talked about whether Rav Simloy is a real Kabbalah or it's an Asmachta, and what the issues of my craw are, and how serious the joys of my craw, the whole Ramban, okay? Our discussion in general, it focused on the Gematria, okay? And how do you come to this minion of Taryag, okay? But the whole issue of the first two divrois of Onoichi and Lo Yehye, okay, that Shamum mipiv hagvura Shamum, how we know that and what exactly happened and what they heard and how they heard, we never spoke about, okay? And the question, see, we never, in other words, see, if you look at the memory of Simloy, it's very interesting. Though even when Menuna Ikilu analyzes it, he says, my claw, Territil, Territigamat, Topolation Aleph, and Shnei Divois, Mipiagvurishamu, right? Or the Anoichi, Veloyeye, Mipiagvurishamu. He doesn't bring a lie to that. He just tells you that that's what it says, okay? So Ki'ilu, that's not, that never was an issue, and that's a double portion, Ki'ilu. The question is, you know, how do you get the other tough ratio to Aleph? And that he pulled off with Taylor. And that's the Mikra. The question is, maybe, even according to Ramban with the Mikra, this whole issue that the Shnei Dibur is B'Yagvur Shamum, is according to everyone. Okay? And the question is, what does it mean and how does it mean? That is what I want to explore this evening. Okay?
According to everyone,
that it's not, it's something real. It's not an asmachta. It's a real, whether it's a Kabbalah or it's Pashta Psukim, but it's not, you know, you see, it wasn't, let's say, I'm going to use this Lashon. Not because I hold that the Lashon is Kosher V'Yosher, but I'm only going to use it only to graphically illustrate a point, but Chas V'Shalom to say even, okay? It's not something contrived, Ki'ilu, in order to figure out a Gematria of Taryag. This exists, this Shnei Adibois Mipi HaGvur Shamu, exists independent of Rav Menuna. Shnei Adibois Mipi HaGvur Shamu. Okay? And that's the question over here, because when Rav Menuna presents it, he says, Teira Tzivolon Moshe, Teira B'Gematria Tafresh Yud Aleph, and Onoichi V'lo Yiyah Mipi HaGvur Shamu. Okay? So, when the Ramban says, my claw, and the Ramban says that it's only Gematria, that might focus on how do you get to the top ratio to Aleph. But this whole issue, the question is, had we not had this problem of Taryag Mitzvahs, okay, was this Ki'ilu some way for someone, you know, if your back's against the wall, how you mash the Taryag, or this exists independently? You would have said, oh, das steht im Shutush HaMikro. Or does the Kabbalah from Moshe, and this whole issue is completely independent. In other words, there's no focus in the Gemara on how you know this, or where this comes from, what does all this mean, correct? Okay? So that's what I want to focus on this evening. Okay? In fact, if you recall, we had even studied that even though the Ramban says my kro is dam and asmachta ba'almo, and that's in general the my kro, okay? you know, he tried to prove that all of the Talmud, that some of the Lashon's used, we said that the Lashon of the Rambam in Shorash Shlishi, Ubebeya Omru, my claw, that he might even be a Pirush Mekub Moshe Rabbeinu. That the whole thing might be a Kabbalah. That this, that how you learn what's the Makor for Tayyar Mitzvah also might be a Kabbalah. Basically, okay, good, say it. And might include this, this Anoichi and Lo Yiyya. Okay? Now, the Ramban in his Hasogis to Mitzvah Loisa Sehe, okay? He has a lashon like this in the middle of his Hasoga. It's based on Hasoga Sehe involved, probably. In, okay, but to Loisa say hey involved. Ukva be'aru hachachomim. So ukva be'aru hachachomim is much more. You know, there might be something serious. We don't know. Ukva be'aru hachachomim. Sheshom pi Moshe b'mitzvos minyan tofresh vov hey. Bigamatria lo amu teiritzi v'lona moishu shtei mitzvah shama piagvua hishlimu tariag. So we don't know exactly what it is from this point, but at the end he points out something interesting in the Bahag. Uladas hazu. You see, there's a question. The truth is, there's a major issue. In the second Dibur, there are four lavim there. Okay? There's Lo Yiyu, Lo Yiyu. There's Lo Saaseh. There's Lo Sishtachveh, Lo Yisavdeh. Okay? So how many lavim are there in Yiran Mitzvahs? So let me just give you the short site before, and then we'll go into it. Okay? According to the Rambam, there are four separate mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of Lo Yiyya, okay, which is the opposite of Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the gods, okay. There is two Lo Sa'aseh Asiyas Pesel. Solim, okay. Number three, Loi Sishtachaveh, which is Avoida from Dalar Avoidis, from Ishtachavos, Ishchita, even though it's Loi Kedalkoi, and there's Loi Sa'avdim, which is Avoida Kedalkoi. Okay. Dalochas and Doyleis has in here two mitzvahs instead of four. The first two are mitzvah, the Issa Lav of Asiyas Slomim, there's Malkus on it. Lo Yiyya and Lo Sa'aseh. And the second two, Lo Yistishtachavim and Lo Yisavdim, is the Lav Mavoida. He doesn't have the fact that one's Kedalka, one's Shalei Kedalka, is irrelevant. The Ramban turns the world upside down and says all these four are only one Lav Minyan Mitzvah. All four are only one, okay? And we'll see that what it comes down is the Lo Yiyya and Lo Yisachar and Lo Yisaseh is Kabbalah Selahus and the Lo Yisavdeim and Lo Yishtachav is Avodah, but it's all the same thing. It's all Kabbalah Selahus. There's various ways of having Kabbalah Selahus and it's all one Lav Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay. This will be very important. This is the backdrop. And there's another question that we'll go through again. Whether Anoich Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Hashem Otzei Sicho Meretz Mitzchai. Okay, so he said, the question is, so the Bahag does not have such a mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs. Doesn't exist. The Ramban in the Asogis to Mitzvah Aleph, to Mitzvah Saseh Aleph, comes to to explain where the halachos d'oraisa is coming from, and one of his explanations is ki'ilu, that's the yisurid which mitzvahs are based on, but it's not a mitzvah. If you don't have a nerich Hashem Elokecha, there's nothing to talk about. Once there's a nerich Hashem Elokecha, then you can makabo, then the mitzvahs. Okay? That's what he explains. L'maisa, see, the Ramban has a very interesting acid test, okay, not acid test. He says in Zakdomo that he's going to come to the aid of the Rishayin, of the Gainim, whatever, but one thing he's not going to do, he's not going to be a Chamon Noisekelu. The Hainu, that if he thinks that it's off, he's not going to go to anyone's aid over here. He's giving Moidal Emes. Here, the Ramban thinks it's something in between. Why do I say that? Because the Ramban comes to the Halachas Gedolos aid over here and explains that why the Halachas Gedolos doesn't count in Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? However, when it comes to push and shove in Minyan Mitzvahs, he does not knock out Mitzvah Say Aleph. In his Minyan, there's a Mitzvah of Nur Hashem Elokecha. So the kid says, the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah. And the Bahag holds it's not a mitzvah. Okay? Now, just to give you the backdrop, we'll go through it. So the question, how many mitzvahs are on the first two divrei? So according to Halach, there's only two. Because the first one, Anochi, is not a mitzvah b'chlal, and there are two in the second divrei. So you have two. According to Ramban, you also have two, because the Nechi is a mitzvah, and everything is all one. According to Ramban, you have five. Okay? And that is, Ki'ilu, we'll get to this question, that L'chir is the Ramban's final bang on the Ramban, that Epi'ui looks like the less Naga Ubar Daga than Nifrake, and throughout, as the evening progresses, what I would try to do is answer the kasha in such a way that you'll think the kasha is not a kasha, I hope. Okay? You know, I'll see. Ki ara shema teva lai. That is what's in front of us, okay? No, because you see, the problem is, and it's a general problem, okay? Those things which we're taught as children, or those things which we accept, okay, we never even think about, okay? So if I would tell you, two divrei never appear shmur, what are they here, and what does it all mean? The mind goes absolutely blank. Because, it was accepted as a fact, and we never thought about it. So I want to explain to you what's going on, okay? So in fact, besides this, okay, is there anything in Pshuto Shel Mikra that would point to the difference between the first two Dibros and the other Dibros? To say, because it comes out an amazing thing, that, April, that's another thing I have to talk about. What exactly happened over here? After the Rebbeinu Shalom finished the second Dibor, Kilu Klal Yisrael casted the Rebbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the middle of Aseres HaDibros, it's too much, we're about to die, please stop this. That's what happened in Mila Sayas of Dibris. Okay, the question. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Is there anything to say that?
Give me a chance, we'll see. I'm just telling you. So what happened? So if the whole thing continued the end, so why did they only hit two?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just telling you. That you never thought it out. So these questions, some of these issues.
No, I thought that after the Aseres HaDibros, they said Moshe, that's enough. We had enough.
Okay. So, but the question is, why they only hear two? Okay. No. You see, you can take any approach you want, it doesn't bother me at the moment, okay? But, you know, if you take that approach, you're going to have to explain why they only heard two. Okay? I just want to explain to you, before we get into this, what are the issues that are facing us? What are the issues? Okay? Those are the issues. The truth is, if I close now, I say bye. You know, think about it for a week and let's come back and see what happens. I think it's a contribution, because at least you know it before, you wouldn't even know what to think about. Okay? These are the issues. Okay. So in fact, because of this, see, the Ramban also points out there's something amazing going on, because in the first two dibros you find the word onoichi many times. Okay? And you don't find it after the first two dibros. For not only onoichi, he talks in the first person. Okay? Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. Onoichi Alponai. Ki onoichi Hashem Elokecha kel kano. Ki onoichi kel kano. The whole two dibros is in the first person. So telling you something, and then I'm bound to learn, oh, Doshem, Chukul Shom Mitzvah! Something's happening over here. Why is the text, you ever thought about that? Why is the text, the words, are you talking in second person, or first person really, okay? Why does it change? Okay, so Ramban talks about this. So if you look over here, at the end of his Asogis to Mitzvah Sasei Aleph, Uladas Azu Mashi Omu Asogis to Mitzvah Sasei Aleph. Okay? No, I'm sorry, I go a little slow, but I thought just the presentation of what the issues are, you know. Okay? The Asog is to Mitzvah Sei Aleph. Okay? Uledas Hazu, probably towards the end of it. You see, the first point, which his argument is, that, you know, you can't talk about mitzvahs, you have to start with anoichi. Anoichi is not a mitzvah. Anoichi sine qua non, it's necessary. It's the postulate which before which you can begin to talk about mitzvahs. But you can't talk about mitzvahs until you have anoichi, okay? Then he has another argument. Uladas hazu, ma she'omu b'tshuva shayla teira, sheish me'ois vi'achar osa, havi anoichi v'lo yiyeh, Lochobe Piagvur Shamum, Loima, Sheish Bedibo, Lo Yee Elocho, Shtei Mitzvahs. Because if the first one is not a mitzvah, according to Allah and Doilis, the second one has to be two. Yashlimu the Sheish Meois, Misholish Esre, Behem Menia, Betslomim, Lo Yee Elocho, Lo Isasna, I told you before, Inyan Echot, Bamania, Babudizo, Lo Istishtachaver. Avodah means avodah to a zora, to an el zora, leisishtach velem leisavdim. Mitzvah cheres. Hodiyu, this is an important thing. Hodiyu ki ad kana dibois mipi agvua muvonois lechulam. Muvonois lechulam. We'll see about that lashon. It doesn't say that they heard. The word shmala, okay, has two meanings. Sometimes it means a physical hearing. Sometimes it means a hearing with understanding. So it could be when it says the shtei dibros shamom, it means only the first two they understood. Okay? And let's continue. Hodiu ki adkan Hadibrois mipiagvua muvonois lechulam. Kasheheim beloshin. And that, how do we know that? Kasheheim beloshin medaber al atzmoi. It's the first person. Okay? Onechi Hashem, alponai. Lo yeloch elok Elohim achirim alponai. Ki onechi Hashem elokeh hakeoka. So it's referring the first two dibros of the first person. V'shar ha-dibros b'loshen novi mitargein b'neihem. Lo hayu muvonos lekulam. That's what he's saying over there. That's why if you take the beginning of the sentence and you put it at the end also, the first word muvonos lekulam, and the last word not muvonos lekulam. Correct? Omnom niroboru midivya medrash. Okay, that's it. That's all we need now. Okay. Now, an aside. Okay. Just according to this, the Gemara Makkos is still strange, okay? Because it's basically, it's like telling you trivia, okay? Which is not important. It's irrelevant, according to the halachas of those, they heard on Noichri Pia Gvura. The important thing is the whole Dibur of Loyiya, they heard me Pia Gvura. It just happens to tell you the Metzias, even though it's irrelevant for the whole discussion. Which is, I'm telling you, it's a question which has bothered me for years, but it's a very strange thing, l'chayre, that they have to say. Okay, I don't see any way, because the Anoichi, and since, Kilu, it's the Yisayda, Yisaydays, they had to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's irrelevant to mitzvahs. Yisayda, you know, whatever you like, you can take, but that's what he says. I don't think you do better than that, okay? Okay, you say the next, and it could be because of this issue that the Ramban drops it. I'm not sure if it's because of this or for whatever it is. This lechera comes out. Now, in fact, that is Ramban in his Pirush Alatera goes even further, and you get the impression over here. You can get the impression it's Pshuta Shom Mikra because of the Anoichi and the Alponai and the Kinoich Hashem Elokecha. In Chumash, he bangs a little bit more because in Perichov, Pasuk Zayin, Vihine Loshen HaKosuv Hazeh Es Hashem Elokecha Ki Ilu Moshe Yedaber B'chim B'chol Adibois Achrei Kein. ובשניים הפסוקים הראשונים השם ידבר אנוכי אשר הוצאתיךו על פני כי אנוכי לא אבי ולשומרי מצוותי ומפני זה, you see, and the Ramban reverses it. The question is, what came first? So Ramban reverses the whole story. So normally, if it's contrived, Kilo, I'm using it, you know, in a very loose sense, okay, you would say, you have Rav Simloi and Rav Amnuna, and then you come to this Tikkel Torah from Shnayim if you had Gvur Shama. But the Ramban, the Chumash, reverses it. Umepenei zeh! Because of the diktuk in the Pasuk! Umepenei zeh, Omru Avoseinu, Onoich v'lo yev v'yagvur shamum. Sheheim. Oh, but the Ramban ends the following. Sheheim ikir hakol. Sheheim ikir hakol. This is going to the Pesach to what the Ramban does, really. See, first of all, the reversing over here is very clear. Then it starts logically the opposite way. Okay? Secondly, the question is, what are so special about these two Dibros? And this is where the Ramban will drop the Halachos Gedolos. Okay? Now, you could drop the Halachos Gedolos for the textual question. Then what does it mean? There are Neuchi Piagvushom. Why are we talking about it? That bothered you when I asked the question, okay? But you can drop it for a different reason. Because the Ramban says, what was the issue over here? He says, those mitzvahs, which are ikar kol, That I hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chvoy d'ba'atzmo. And that is what forced the Ramban to say that there's no discussion about Pesach in the second Dibur. The whole issue of Pesach is not there. It's Elohim Aseich Alei Sa'as Eloch. Whatever else, Osalachem. You know, it's in other places in the Torah. The second Dibur is focusing on Kabbalas Elohus and Avodah to Avodah Zorah. And it's basically Ikra HaKol. And the first two Dibur's to Ikra HaKol. And these mitzvahs had to be heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoy d'ba'atzmo. Okay? And that's what he says in this short line, which you never would have caught, Shehem Yikar Kol. He's explaining the whole setup. You see, he comes from a really two-pronged attack. Okay? Forgetting about the textual point. There's one that together the textual point from the Kabbalah, that why B'chal is Rav Amnuna telling us about Anoichi, okay? You have number one, that the Pashna Psukim are in the first person, in the first two Dibros, okay? And then you have a Tzad HaShova in the first two Dibros, because basically, Sheini Kakov. And that's why it was from Muvonis HaKol, and that's why it was heard from Kai Yisrael. Say that?
That's why he's dropping the Bahag in the sense that the Bahag, you don't want the Niker, you don't.
I'm not sure. It could be he's bothered by that. I don't know. It could be he's bothered by that. It could be, why with such an issue, I mean, you can't, who am I, who's I'm bound to evaluate, Lavim, not Lavim, but the East of Masiyas Abu Dizola, the East of Masiyas Pesel, which is only Malkus and not Misa, and it's not Kilu. I'm not even sure, hello? And I would be, let's say, I don't want to say on record this, but you know, I'd be surprised to find someone say that Asiyas HaPesel is a Kofa B'Ika, okay? You know, I can imagine someone say Yehovah Valyavo because Abizrahi, whatever, if there is Abizrahi, whatever it means, okay? I'm not getting involved in that. But to say that he's a Kofa B'Ika, that call Mechal Shabbos, Meshub Mechal Shabbos, Meshub Mechal Kotua, even Abu Dizola is Kofa B'Ika, Kotua Kula, a person who makes a Pesel, a person who works in a Pesel factory. I'm trying to tell you, so the Ramban is saying that the first two Dibros are dealing with Ikra HaKol, and therefore he has to reject the Halacha HaDeilos, that the first two Asharos cannot be about Asiyas HaPesel. All of them are Kabbalas HaLuhus and Avodah Zarah. Okay. This mime over here, it's me at Machzik as a Meruba.
Why only the first two psukim in the first person? Is that the first two psukim?
Yeah.
Why only the first two psukim?
Which
should be the whole Dibur, the second Dibur.
Wait, so how many psukim is the second Dibur?
Three, four, no.
Yeah?
One of them.
Yeah?
What?
I'll tell you something. In the Tanakh, we have a check, and I have a footnote down over here. L'chayra ha-kavona, shtei dibros rishonos, shari einam rak shnei psukim. And the Kain Hoyer Ramban takes pisuk achim of psukim elu, okay? Which we don't know. We showed him there were different doors, that's the way it is. Okay, Beseda? Okay. Good, Beseda. That's what we have so far. However, it's certainly clear in the Chachmei HaMesira that this is not the only approach. Okay? Because if you recall, the Ramban in Hasogis quotes a Medrash Chazis. Okay, you remember that? The Medrash Chazis is on a Pesuk in Chus. Minashikas Piru. Hishakini Minashikis Piru. Kitoivu de Dechamiyoim. Okay? So there's a Machlikis Tanoim there, whether it's called Nashikais or Minashikais. Okay? And it's a Machlikis Tanoim whether they heard all the Divrais or Shnaim Ushroisha Divrais. That's the Lashon. Derech Agav, there's a Mishuna that gets Chiddush and Drush over here, that Chazal looked at the Pasuk and said in Shir HaShirim, Yishakeinim in Neshikas Piyu, Adachotz in Neshika, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael. That was the Gilu Shechina, that they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilu B'chvoido B'atzmoy, Otot Yaseres Adibus, or the Har Sinai. And that's the question. It's me Neshikas Piyu, or call Neshikas Piyu, or but the Neshikas Piyu is doch the Shiva from the Dima from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoido B'atzmoy. And that's the Shaila HaYidarshan, okay? But there's no reflection in the Medrash about the Anoichi and the Alponai. It's only an issue of what are the mi neshikas piyu, which is a miyu. How many? Okay, and there's no reason to say any difference between two or three. It's a two or three. It's either all ten or two or three. Correct. Okay. So it is clear that ki'ilu to say ototoshtei pshut l'shamikol and the Chazal didn't have a different approach necessarily. There isn't medrash another approach. Okay. So now we have most of the pieces. And we pointed out that's how the Ramban comes to this conclusion, that Anochi is one mitzvah, and Lo Yiyeh, the whole second deep, was another mitzvah. Now, besides the question which I asked before, just how does it, do you take a sake and all of a sudden in the middle of Sukkim, the whole Aseres HaDibros, what exactly happened? The question is, L'cheira, what is going on over here? First of all, the truth, let me just say that it is clear in Pshut L'Shem Mikra that the Rishonim and Chumash learned that the whole Aseres HaDibros, nothing happened. The whole discussion of Penomus was only after Aseres HaDibros. That you find the Ramban on the Torah quotes the Ibn Ezra very clearly that they heard the whole Aseres HaDibros and he's masking. Okay?
Is that possible?
That, you look, I think, at the Perichov plus exam. I need the whole thing to you. I want to finish this, okay? No, but that's what I thought. I have much more here, but I worked on this book. I thought it was very interesting. I just got very much into it. Okay? So I decided I had to say sure. I'm sorry. Now, so that's why it's very important that Rabbah's Muvenis, Muvamis, Lukulam, that's how he's answering the Kasha. They heard the whole thing, but only the beginning was Muvamis, Lukulam. Those things which were Ika, and how do we know it's Muvamis, Lahem? Because they're Loshna Pasik Vanoichi. They Taka understood it. That's the way he, okay? That's what he's doing, okay? Okay, now, what I want to get to is what exactly is the point of the Rambam? L'cheira, it's a question of let's naga, and ba'al naga is l'fakeh. How is it that Rav Menuna, there are five lavim over here, there are four lavim and one mitzvah, I say, and how do you end up with two? Okay, now, let me start with the following, okay? There's another issue over here, which I haven't even mentioned to you. The question is, the whole Maimon House Sinai, there are laws, metaphysical laws, okay? The same way there's Chukat Teva, which we're getting to understand or not to understand, we're understanding how much you understand as time goes on, okay? There's also chukim me'al teva, metaphysical chukim, okay? The Ram says one of the metaphysical chukim is in order to be a Novi, in order to experience Nevuah, you have to have Milus Hamidus. And if you don't have Milus Hamidus, it's an impossibility. And that's the way he says, even Yankov Avinu, I think it's in Shmona Prokim, in Perek Shvi, he says that the reason why the all 20 odd years that he was depressed in Atzlus because of the Misa of Yosef HaTzadik, there was no Ruach HaKodesh Sharolov, because Atzlus is a Nida. A person shouldn't be in Hoilus, he should be B'Simcha. The Simcha is the Midas, not in the Volach B'Drochov. And depending on what the tilt is, from the Volach B'Drochov or the Derech Hashem, a person can't receive Nevuah. So the Ramban, and I assume the Bahag also, the Ran Drosh Saran, says this was an exception to the rule. Maimon House Sinai, the Rebbeinu Shalom allowed exceptions to Chukat Chukim Me'al Tivim, and Klal Yisrael experienced Nevuah. The Ram says there were no exceptions. No exceptions. So what was Maimon House Sinai? So what exactly happened? What did they hear? What didn't they hear? What's going on? Okay. So I want to tell you, so I'll go over with Rabban, what exactly happened also over here. The Rambam says an amazing thing. The Ram says, you look at the Psukim. The Psukim, this is all putting together Mishneh Torah, Sefer Mitzvot, Maon Nebuchim.
Where are the Maon Thomas there?
You can look in the Yisrael Tilchaseh Torah. No, but this part over here is Maon Nebuchim. You see, let's this Maon Nebuchim, I'll tell you exactly. Chelik Sheni, Perek Lamed Gimel, starts in Lamed Beis, and spills over maybe the last paragraph or two in Lamed Beis. That's where he starts it, and then he spills over to Lamed Gimel, and a whole Perek about it. You see, in the Torah it says they heard. When you speak to a person, you say, "I heard Dibur," right? And it says in the Aseret Dibros, they heard Kol Dvorim. What do you mean Kol Dvorim? Have you heard Dvorim? Dvorim is words, okay? Kol is a sound, okay? So when you hear unintelligible sounds, you hear koil, okay? When you hear the volume, that's intelligible speak. That's what people communicate. So the Torah is called the volume. What's the scoop? So the Ram says that since they were not in the Midas of Nevuah, the best that could happen is called volume. They heard a kale which had a package of the volume, but they were not able to in any way make out the Dibulim because they didn't reach the Miles in the war, and thus they didn't tail off the cold volume. It's an amazing, amazing duke in the Pasuk. Okay? So, if that's the case, what exactly happened over here? Yisboyerly, I'll read a little bit and then we'll go back and we'll flow We'll go back to the Ramban, and then we'll maybe want to say for mitzvah. We'll see exactly what this. This is suck the Ramban. He's spoily. Shemaim in Har Sinai. Lo hoya hamagia lemoishe magia lechol Yisrael. Abul hadibo lemoishe levadai olav asholim ulze bo sipur aseres hadibus kuloi sipur hayochid hanifrad. Vuhu olav asholim. Yol sachtes ha-ha-ha-ha v'yagid v'nei Yisrael ma she-shoma. Because they didn't understand. Omo ha-teiro onoichi oimei bein Hashem u'bein Eichem v'omo gamkein Moshe yedabe v'olokim yaneno b'kol u'bebei omo b'mechilto ki kol dibo v'dibo hoye meshivo lehem k'mo she-shoma. Moshe d'libe gizof, he said it all. Because of Batera Cain, Gam Cain, Bavur, Yishoma Ha'om, Bedabri. Yishoma Ha'om, Bedabri. Amen. Mur ki adibu hoya loy, Vuhu yishmu, Yash yishmu akrila hu ha'otsum, Vuloy hebdel, Vehem, Vehem, listen, Vehem yishmu hakrila hu ha'otsum. This miraculous coil, hakilahu ha'otzum, lo hevdil hadvorim, lo hevdil hadvorim. V'al shma hakilahu ha'otzum, omo kishomachem es hakil, v'omo kol dvorim atem shoymim keil, v'lo omo. Dvorim atem shoymim. I'm a cold dvorim atem shoymim. Kho ma shebo Moshe, kho ma shebo mashma mishom hadvorim omnom. Anything that they heard, anything they understood, they don't understand. What they understand, omnom hanirzeboy shoma hako. They heard the code. Umoishihu Hashem Yishmat Bon Bisaplehem. So now the whole world is turned around because you don't understand Bechlau what Rav Simloi and Amnun are talking about. What's the Anoichi? And what's the Loyiye? Okay, I don't know. I know because you're in the flower. I'm going to push the Ram. Okay, what's that? Zehu Hanira Minatero. Dr. Rambam, I'm not saying on my own. Thus, if you understand the psukim, you think about them clearly. And Reiv Divrei Chazal, Elishiyesh Lohen Gam Kain Maimo Kosuv Baharbe Bekleimus Mena Midroshais Vuhu Betalmud Gam Kain Vuhu Omrom Onoichi Vloyeh Lucha mipiagvua shomu. So lachera, you should have before we started this, and the psuki atera and the chazal, okay, roiv divrei chazal, you should have assumed they didn't understand anything. Aye. So what about sheish lehem gamke maimo dosa and andra and a different approach? The question is, how does it all fit together? It's a cold volume. What happened? Going on. And here I think is the answer. Kreitzim bozeh Sheheim higiu aleihem kmo shehigiu lemoshe Rabbeinu. Okay. V'loihoye Moshe Rabbeinu magiyam aleihem. They got it like Moshe Rabbeinu got it. They didn't need Moshe Rabbeinu to be an interpreter over here. But how could it be? They can't hear. And here's the clue, okay? And this will answer all the questions once we understand it. V'zeh sheshtei elu hashroshim. Shtei elu hashroshim. See, we were talking about dibros before. Now I'm talking about shroshim. Shtei elu ashroshim. Chatzoloima Matzias Hokel Yisbarach Onoichi Hashem Elokecho V'heyoysoy Echon. That's lo yiyye. The Rav learns that when the Chazal, just before we start, when Chazal said that Onoichi and lo yiyye Mipi HaGvur Shomom, it's not the first two Dibrois, it's these two concepts until that point, okay? And the first two mitzvahs, Onoichi and lo yiyye. What is it? Mitzias Hashem and Achtus Hashem. Alav and Achtus Hashem. Now let's see how he does it. 1 second, just give him it. And don't stay in Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about Dibros. Only in Meshach Chazus it talks about Dibros. In Gemara it says, Onoichi lo yiyye. It doesn't say anything more. Correct? The Maim Chazal says, Onoichi lo yiyye. Okay? Okay? That's what it says. You can see it also showing Gil. Onoichi lo yiyye. Everyone quotes. No one quotes the Makkos differently. I don't remember. I think I checked there. Don't stay in the Gemara. Okay, the same. Okay, now. Omnom! Now, this is it. Here he does it. It's an amazing thing. Okay. The Omnom Yusag Bi'iyun Ho'anushi. It was an intellectual understanding. Iyun Ho'anushi. It wasn't that they heard the Nevuah, because they're not shy of the Nevuah. Or the Nevuah Alein, at the Nevuah. All that they had in the war was Kirill Dvorim. They can't have Dvorim because they're not there. V'chol ma shiodeya b'moifes mishpat hanovi boy u'mishpat chol ma shiyedu shova in Yisroel. But it's not from a verbal understanding, it's an intellectual understanding. They weren't a Nevi'im. Ein Yisroi, v'loi noidu shnei hashroshim o'elu, mitzad ha'nevuah levad, omro ha'teira, ato horeis olodas! It's a idea. Ato horeis olodas, ki Hashem hu Elokim! And that's what it means, that Hashem hu Elokim and no one else. Oh, you saw it? You saw it and you understood it. Omnom Shah Hadibois. Listen to this. Shah Hadibois. He mikat amufusomois. Vamukubolois. Loi mikat amuskolois. Everything else in the Aseris Hadibois was not uskolois. The word mufusomois is something like Yosher or Inyan Musari. You look at you'll see Kapach has an Ora 16, okay, there. Talks about something Musari, something which people understand as the proper way of action. I spoke to also of Korach. He said this was a correct thing that he has in his footnote. And that's why the Rambam goes out of his way in the Seder Torah, but the mitzvah is not emuna in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Leida! It's an intellectual understanding. And that's what they had. The whole Aseret HaDibros is a cold volume. But the intellectual understanding was only vivait that the mitzvah was a mitzvah from Leida. And at the same Leida, that's why the Rambam, the Hilchus Avodah Zorah, the Lois Tishtachaveh, that's in Hilchus Avodah Zorah. What's in Yisrael Torah? And that when the Rambam learns in Shurish Chi, the Rambam says there are mitzvahs which are Yidia, okay, Deis. And under that, he puts Onoichi and Lo Yiyye over there. Okay, Achtos. When he talks about Kulois, he talks about Lo Sishtacha Bevoisov De Osandak, Apoy the Tabu the Zohar. It's a mufusamois. They didn't hear it. They heard the cold volume. Oh, that's how the Rambam answers the question. Or the Gemara, the Rambam says, read the Gemara. Don't bring push take the Gemara. The Gemara says, You thought it was a kasher of tshuva. Does stay the gemara, and that's the Ram's pshat. The shomum is the shmir from an understanding, and it's only mitzvahs with the chesed d'cha yidia. And that's how the Rambam learns this maima. But that's the pshat of the Rambam.
That's so far from the
what?
That's so far from the Ramban.
That's not what?
So far from the Ramban.
Far from the Ramban.
Well, the shomanum, he's understood it.
Yeah, I understand that, but see, what happens now is the understanding was, you see, according to the Ramban, what happens here is the whole nevuah changes. They had a nevuah in the beginning for the ikrim. The nevuah was that they violate the chukim nevuah, and as the aseres hadibros progressed, they weren't able to violate it. And they only heard the tale, okay? But according to the Rambam, there was no violation. It was the understanding. So, vivaid, you can only understand. It's not, you can only understand the mitzvahs, which is the mitzvah yediyah. And you see this whole issue I've been talking again and again and banging this. That, and that's why, you look at Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has done an amazing thing. In the first mitzvahs I say, this I want to finish the bang at this Shat Rambam. In the first mitzvah saseh, and the first mitzvah loy saseh, he quotes Rav Simloy to prove that they're mitzvahs. Okay? And that's why, because only these two mitzvahs shaykh to it. And that's what I'm new. See, that's the answer to the kasha. Look, he quotes here, in mitzvah aleph, he at sivu yashet sivoru, that's the lahamish mileida. Maybe I should take this one. It's a say Aleph. Yeah. He who atzivui shenitzavino b'idiyas ha'alukus v'hu sheneida sheishom ilo v'sibo hu apoyel es kol ha'nimtsoyim v'hu omro yisal anuich Hashem alokecho b'siv k'mo makas omro sheishmer z'shon z'zrei mitzvahs nemu l'moshe v'sina ma'ikro teri tzivu l'ono moshe k'loim ha'minyan teiro. Vikshu alze v'yomuter v'gematia hochi ave shismeo v'chatzo ave v'hoyis atshuva nechi Hashem alokecha v'lo yiyya lecho mipiagvu v'shomum nizbay lecho ki anechi Hashem michlav sheish meo yisim shalash asay mitzvahis v'hu atzivu leida k'vo shabi alma. That's mitzvah say alef. And what did he say mitzvah leisa say alef? Awishani mitzlaisase. He was holo. Shehuzu milalois al datenu. Das! Al datenu. Sheyesh elohus lizulosoi yis aleph. There's another deity besides the Rabbi Nisholem. For who amro yisraimim? Miliaches loy amira lo yia lecho Elohim achir malponan ukvar nizboye b'seif makis shealav hazeh hu mechlal sheish meyoyis l'shalosh esrei mitzvahis vu amrom shom sheish meyoyis l'shalosh esrei mitzvahis nemo l'moshe misine k'mo shebi'an mitzvah vishayna mitzvah sein. Then he quotes the law of psalim, of beis, which I say is a divorce, gimel, and dalet, and hey, whatever. You know, he told them, one of them is not here, but you know, it's he has all the mitzvahs in a divorce. But that was not, he doesn't quote that simoy, only quote that simoy for the first one, because that was the one that shomer piagvura or dos the pshat. So it's not kilo kash, it's dos shtein ramba.
We need to explain why this understanding happened after here, not in Kriyas Yamsuf.
What's
the difference between Harsina and Kriyas Yamsuf? There's no nevuah here. They're convinced as a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so they be you and they understand two things, but it's nothing to do with.
No. They understood. No. I don't know. I can't really tell you, because this kasha is something which I can't say that I can deal with intelligently, because the Rambam doesn't discuss. You see, there is this measure, Mashiach, I mean, I don't understand really b'chalal what happened to Kriyas Yamsa according to the Rambam, because I would have said after reading Kriyas Yamsa, I would have said that, you know something, how do you know Nebuas Moshe Rabbeinu? From Kriyas Yamsa, Amina B'Hashem and Moshe Avdoi. Although the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah that we know about Nebuas Moshe Rabbeinu from Maimon Har Sinai. So, you know, I don't know if there's a kasha on me. I just don't know the Rambam, what you interpret.
Not kasha on yours, kasha on the Rambam.
No. But I don't believe, I'm not sure. I don't, it's just the understanding. You see, you're making a mistake. There's an understanding of the idea, but understand this one thing that I know it, okay? But the question is, does this knowing have an obligation in it, okay? And in Aseres HaDibros, they understood there was an obligation in this knowledge. I have to, it's a tzivui, and this has hope. Because they understood, if they didn't understand there was a tzivui and hashchola, they're missing it. They might never heard the words, but this is the tzivui and hashchola. I don't know. I don't see find anything Chazal in Kriyas Yamsuf that there was such a thing. And we don't know how the Ram looked at the Maimah Chazal of, you know, we don't know if it's a medrash which he accepted, which he didn't accept, Mashiroshi Cheskal Ayam, Lawasa, Mashiroshi Shipkal Ayam. We don't know. The Ram doesn't quote that I found, okay? But let me get back to me. Okay. I want to add one thing, okay? Because I don't want to miss it, okay? There's one line over here. There are two things I want to tell you. Number one, is an amazing thing. Because it comes out, according to the Ramban, that the Aseres HaDibros ended, they were said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then they were said again, if you look in the Chumash, to Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight Dibros, okay? And to go back and tell them to Klal Yisrael. Because you need a separate tzivui kiyu, although the Abishah to tell to say these mitzvah Kaisa, because when Moshe heard it, he heard it with them. But they didn't understand it, and Moshe understood it. But the tzivui to say it to them had to be a separate one, which is an amazing thing. That's an observation in Ramban. That's the Chavi. We're walking Ramban and Chumash, and I'm trying to talk about, I wanted to mention it to you. Then I want to show you something in Mishnah Torah, and I want to leave it. I just don't want to forget about this amazing thing. Then is another thing. The question is, there's one line, and I'm Mishnah Torah, which I'm not sure how to read it, okay? You say that Torah, in Perek Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu Aminu Bo Yisrael Mibnei Oisei Sh'asa, okay? No, and you see before that, one second, what is it here? Second. Yeah. Oh, one second. So it says, here. Yes, the Perkes. Tossi Beis. Nimsu Elush Lehem, whatever it is the Moshe Rabbeinu is Kishre Yeshua Adoba Bukhur. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu, Ko Yisrael Eidim Loi, Acha Maimon Har Sinai, Veiru Tzoch Lasses Lehem Ois. Okay? It's not Stamen Ois, it's not a Gaia. It's that will be the Gaia. That's when they will have Ein Bo Hiro. That's what he was about to unbelievable Shabbat Pazim. Nims is Oimer. Okay. Then he says, one second, was it here? One second, I don't want to miss this. Yeah. was it before? Was everything? Oh, before the success. But my hem minu boy in halach aleph. But my men has seen that she einenu ro v'lizar v'oznenu shomu v'liacher. Oznenu, what's on the oznenu? V'oish avakiris halapide v'hu nigash elo alofel. Nigash elo alofel v'akir medaber elov. V'onu sheimim. Meishe, meishe. Lech emor lehem kach v'kach. How is that possible? If they can't hear the Nevuah, they hear Kedah Akilis, and all that can be masik is muskolos, how does the Rambam make such a statement? V'hu nigash elo alofel, v'akol medavei lov, v'onu shoimim, Moshe, Moshe, lech emor lehem kach v'kach. So I'm sorry to have cut you off, but I wanted to. So this mitzvah will pick up next week, but I didn't want to not say this. I thought it was very important.